the situation really, I can say, is really tough for the students here in Wuhan, not only us, the students, but for some other Zimbabweans also, our fellow Zimbabweans who have been working here in Wuhan. They have been working for themselves so that they can cater for their food, stuff, and some other things. But you find out that now it's difficult for them. They are not working. They are not doing anything. And it's really difficult for them to make ends meet. It's really difficult for them to get money to buy some food stuff. And also, food is now expensive.
Take us through your day-to-day activities. What do you do daily since this coronavirus was announced a pandemic? And also, are you now allowed to move freely?
I'm not even allowed to move. I'm always indoors. Each and every day, I woke up, I cook, I eat, and I'm just indoors. I don't go anywhere. And the only thing I can do is to be in here. And, you know, because of this situation, you end up panicking, you know, and it's so bad. The only thing you can do is to just stay indoors, nothing else.
At the moment, how are the other foreigners from other African countries holding up? Even the Zimbabweans who are there, how many Zimbabweans would you say are there?
For the Zimbabweans, I can say maybe roughly 350 to 400. I think that's the number of the Zimbabweans who are here in Wuhan. And concerning some other people from some other countries, I can say the situation is just the same for us all, but for some other countries, you can see that they are receiving help from their government and from maybe their fellow countrymates, I can say. So, yeah, if they have such kind of help, I can say we really thank God for them because it's really helpful. But when it comes to a situation like us, the Zimbabweans, you can see that things are really a little bit tough. Things are very tough because we are right now, I'm just surviving, receiving money from home. And it was good before. It was good because before things were really cheap, like foodstuffs. But now you find that it's becoming worse. Foodstuffs are very, very expensive. So, like, it's really good if we can really have help maybe from the government or from some other fellow Zimbabweans. Because we have people who have been working, like I said before, and these people, they are not going for work. They are always indoors. They are not doing anything. And these are grown-up people, like, who have been working for their families back home, and they have been working for themselves as well. So you can see now it's really tough for them. They need food. They need some, yeah, just food. They need food, but you see that they don't have money to just buy food. So you'll find out that people might get sick, or maybe you hear that someone is dying, but not because of the virus, but because he's hungry. He doesn't even have money to get the food.
If the Zimbabwean government were listening right now, what would be your appeal as Zimbabwean students there in Wuhan, especially where the coronavirus started?
My appeal is really for them to just consider that they have, what can I say? They have us. They have their children here in Wuhan, the Zimbabweans. We are the children of Zimbabwe. And what we need is their help. We need food. Things are not really well. Food is expensive nowadays. Like, it's really becoming difficult for us. So we just need their help. Whatever help they can offer, maybe it might be money. Like, yeah, the only thing that can help really for now, I think, is money. And maybe some masks or money to buy masks. Because all these things now, it's really difficult for most of the people to get these things.